All right, so what just happened? We're still at the same corner at 29th and 8th. The police have, at the march arrived, and about half the march marched through into the pending area, uh-huh. And then the police closed off the street, and they divided the march into two. They let in a certain number of people, and just all of a sudden, now all at once, they just pushed the dividing, the barricade across the street. So the march is divided completely into two. There's a lot of anger in the crowd now all of a sudden. A lot of people are pushing through the barricade that the police have created. The police are still in the process of linking the metal segments of the barricade through. People are running through. Police are stopping them. People are trying to throw them back. Police are violently throwing people back into the other side of the barricade. There's a gap in the barricade. People are pushing through. A number of people are making it through. We're seeing people thrown to the ground and hit by the police in an attempt to keep them back. People are chanting, let us through, let us through. There's a huge cordon of media that's formed around the police line. A lot of the police are really, like, kind of surrounded by the crowd. The police are, like, inside the crowd here. There's people jumping the fences at the edges. There's really not enough police here to secure this fence. If people started pushing, but people have really stopped pushing hardcore. There's now just people chanting and milling about. They're not really trying to push through the fence very hard. There's some attempt to negotiate with police among some people here. It's definitely a much tenser situation. I'm looking up the street towards the other folks, and they're just kind of looking this way. The police have actually just opened. The police have opened the barricade and they're letting people through now. People are now peacefully passing through the barricade. It looks like the police have given up attempting to block this crowd. There's some argument. We're seeing some of the white-shirted police look like they're the leadership. And it looks like they're actually a little bit arguing with each other about whether that was the right choice or not. But it's way too late now. The people have completely pushed through this.
Can I talk about that recording?
Yeah, go ahead. There's really no chance of redividing this crowd. The crowd is so dense and so insistent on getting through. And there's so few police for the number of protesters that are here that I really don't think that they're going to be stopped. There's police amongst the crowd moving about. There's huge numbers of cameras in the air filming this. We're out of battery, so we can't film it ourselves. We're going to have to rely on other indie media sources. There's a little bit of a rumble going on now. There's a lot of pushing and shoving. Little kind of mosh pit action here. Police are pushing. People are pushing back. There's huge amounts of pictures being taken. People are getting a little bit trampled, a little bit pushed down. Police are using a little bit of restraint, but they are pushing hard. It seems like there's some amount of line that the police don't want people to cross still. The barricade's still open, but police are pushing people back. There's definitely a lot of pushing around. Zoe describes it as people having the shit beat out of them. With sticks, there's nightsticks being deployed. We see what look like undercover police on motorbikes here. I don't know if this is part of these must be undercover people. There's people with helmets in total plain clothes. We're actually getting penned in. The fence is getting forced towards us. There's like a tug of war with the fence here. Fence almost hit us in the face, actually. This is going to escalate into a riot soon. We're moving back away from it to make sure that we don't get in the way here. Things have de-escalated again. There's sort of waves of violence going on here. Arrests are happening now. The police are pulling out large quantities of their handcuffs and their helmets. Looks like some police are suiting up in riot gear. Police that previously did not have helmets on are putting riot gear on. There's a lot of angry people in the streets. People, did you get hit or something?
We're standing against the barricades. They pushed us so hard that the barricades got knocked over. I was covered with people. Their cops just like stepping on us, kept on shoving us, even as we were like this, against each other, against the ground.
Did you get all that?
I only got part of it.
Okay, so there's bystanders who are on the sidewalk here who are getting hit by the fence as that little fence tug of war was happening. Police on horses are coming in now, and there's more helicopters in the sky. There's two or three helicopters in the sky. There's some people laying down doing the non-cooperative thing on the ground. There's a large number of these motorcycles that are completely unmarked. There's no way you'd know they were police, except for the fact that they have walkie-talkies and they have free movement among the police. They're all wearing helmets that are not marked as police helmets. They're wearing plain clothes. I assume these people must have been distributed throughout the city until now, but now they're all here in one place at this intersection. The intersection is filling with police, it looks like... Okay, police are asking people on the sidewalk to disperse down 30th Street. If they push hard, we're going to have to disperse. There's a lot of them, and we really can't get arrested. So they seem to have cleared all the road behind us. We're being pushed back. Stay with me, Zoe. Zoe, link arms. All right, we're going to walk away. We have to get away from this because it's really escalating. The police are pushing us away, so we're not going to be able to witness exactly what's happening there. Okay, we're good here. So we're down the street a little bit. The police seem to be still... Police really want us to keep moving. We're going to stay just a few paces behind where the police are. Police are surging into the street. They're yelling at people to keep moving. There's just a lot of anger in the streets right now. Over in the block where the first section that got through and got penned in, they're completely penned in, 100% surrounded by fences. They're all pretty calm over there. They're chanting and yelling. It looks like the police are not hassling them. They're just trying to get everybody else away. Some police coming in down this street now. The sound you're hearing is the sirens on the police moped. They're actually driving on the sidewalk where we are, right next to us, flying past us by the dozens. They're all ringing their horns, moving their way towards the people. There's really no way for us to see what's happening with people there. There's huge numbers of police on the other sidewalk where there's more people pushing and shoving, pushing really hard in waves to keep people away. Link my arm again, just in case. We're just moving with the crowd here, moving away from the situation. No, as far as I can tell, no tear gas, pepper spray, or weapons have been used yet, except the billy clubs, which have been used on people who have been directly confronting the police. So it seems like they're just trying to direct the crowd, and there's sufficient numbers of them that they've been able to do so without the use of weaponry so far.
Okay.
Radical cheerleaders were arrested. They were on the front.
Yes, people have definitely been arrested. We saw a group of radical cheerleaders get arrested. We saw some people laying down in the streets and being non-cooperative, and they were in the process of being arrested.
That woman is suiting up in riot gear.
There's definitely people suiting up in riot gear all around us. Everybody's got their billet clubs out, their helmets on. Police that previously just were wearing their regular caps. Nobody's got the full body armor that we saw in Miami at this point. And again, I don't even see police that have tear gas, at least not in the large quantities that they had in Miami. And now we're so far away that there's not a lot to see.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get all this?
Yeah.